Welcome on this first day of May to the blessings of Christ that we offer today, here, now, but will last for a lifetime. Because in the presence of Christ, there is no yesterday, there is no tomorrow, there is only now that does last forever. And we will be talking about some of His wonderful grace today on this call. For now, I just want to welcome everyone. We are on our Q&A mode. We are being recorded. And I look forward to having some questions from our community because those questions warm the room. Those questions bring real human needs and blessings and aspirations and fulfillment into everything we're doing here and why we're doing it. So let's take a look at who's on the call now. Remember, press *6, then follow the prompt, press 1, and you will show up on my administration board, and I can open your line. So, hi, Desmond. I see you're on. And for some reason, your line is not opening easily. So, I will... There we go. Let's see if we get it open this time. No. There you go. Hi, Desmond. You're on.
Wow. Hey, Glenda.
Hi.
I don't know how to ask any questions about this, but my grandma passed away on Thursday.
Oh, I'm so sorry. She is such a lovely person. I'm sorry for your loss. I know how much how important she was in your life.
And I don't have any questions, but I've just been guided by the blessing givers and you into such a spiritual communion with her. So thank you.
You're so welcome. And the fact is, there is no end to her life, only to this physical journey that we sometimes think of as life when it's really often a substitute for life. And that's one of the things I do want to talk about today. So, Desmond, thank you for bringing that up. And I know that you will continue to be with your grandmother and she with you as your life progresses on. And it will always be that way. There will never be a time when she is not with you. In the same spirit that Yeshua said, I will be with you always.
Understand.
And indeed he is. We don't know whether that's physical. I cannot speak for him on whether, on how he appears, on how he is for every other person. I can only speak for my very, very palpable and, at times visible. And I know that today, in this call, he is here with us. So we look to him for our inspiration and our guidance. Are there any other questions that we have from the community or a request for blessing or comments on the... I think that the fact that we have an opportunity to become the voice for another person. So often I have said things when I'm attending a seminar, not just presenting one, but attending one, and I'll make a comment, and then two or three other people will say, yes, you know, I had that same thought, but I didn't really know how to express it. So, voice for another person. Part of the sublime miracle of this universe. And how we coexist as a family, as friends, and as support for one another. Well, considering that we do not have anyone showing up yet, we have lots of people on the call, but no one wanting to speak. So I will, oh, there we go. I thought we did, but let's see. Okay. Is this Susan?
Linda?
Yes.
Hi, it's Susan. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing great. And how are you feeling these days?
I'm feeling, you know, really well. I had my whole family over yesterday, and it was such a, God-filled day. So, you know, and I was baking with
Excellent.
My granddaughter. It's beautiful. So it's just perfect. But you know what I want to say? I go through the Christ blessings, and I can't remember who it was, but I scrolled through their, you know, their timeline or whatever it was, and there was something about the truth about cancer, and I wound up clicking it and listening to it, and it led me to something all week long. They're doing the whole food revolution, with, you know, physicians and neurologists, and, it's very interesting. I just thought I'd put it out there for people to listen to. It feels like it's really, they're cracking through the, you know, the whole medical change instead of seeing everything so, like, isolated and, you know, like the body, you know, that one part of the body isn't related to another. And it's like a major revelation for them that the gut could be related to the brain and so forth. And I just think it's worth, you know, listening to what's going on all week. So I just thought I'd put it out there.
Do you remember what Sunday that was so that we could refer people to that?
It started yesterday. And I know this, I started out with Ty Bollinger and, you know, the truth about cancer. And now this food revolution from Ocean, what's his last name? Ocean.
Online.
Worthy sharing on all week long.
Great.
It's just like a good breakthrough for medicine to move into.
You know, absolutely, and I will make this one comment. I come from a family of physicians, of doctors, and I have the. Yes, I would not.
Oh.
I have no idea what happened there, but I'm glad I caught it. I come from a long line of medical family, and not only that. Scientific medicine has literally saved my life. I have the greatest respect for it, the greatest respect for the research and the men and women who dedicate their lives, whether doctors or nurses or hospital aides. I have such profound respect for them. But, and there's a big but here, it is the nature of any scientific procedure to try and isolate cause and effect. And in the process of isolating cause and effect, inside the human body, what we do is we fragment the potential of the human body to have only one or two isolatable causes and only a few possible solutions. And then, even then, the solutions that are applied are often either mechanical, as in a hip replacement, or valve replacement, stents added in the heart, or something of that sort, or chemical manipulation in the body. And without disrespecting or undermining the power of those particular applications, what we will have to come to, and sooner than later, is a full respect of the fact that the human body is a whole system. And there are not single causes for anything, and there are not single solutions for anything. Not only is our human body a whole entity, it's flowing through space and time. It's a little bit like water in a river that flows past rocks, and then on the other side of the rocks, it's a different color. And then it goes over a little waterfall, and after it's oxygenated, it's even clearer. And then it goes through a mud bank with logs, and it seems to get all murky. But all of that's gone as soon as it gets past that. And that's the way it is with human life. It continues to flow as a whole potentiality through all of the situations of life. And this continuation of life, going past all obstacles and past all accelerations of potential, such as the little waterfalls it goes over and the clarity it experiences and the joy, and sometimes there are fish in the water, sometimes turtles, all kinds of wildlife will land and take birth in the water. This is the way we are. It's a whole system. And not one thing can ever be isolated. It can only be fully known and appreciated through the power of grace. Grace is what I want to talk to you about today. But we do have some other callers, and I would love to talk to the other callers before I get into my topic. But Susan, thank you for that opening and that warm-up. You see, everybody, this is what you can do by entering the call. You bring to the call the relevance of what is going to be said to our community and what we can do together being in our community. I see that Mara is on the call. Hi, Mara. I'm opening your line, and you're on.
Okay. I have a comment. You've been talking about the grace, and I would like to say this, that, and then when you were talking about the river of life flowing, I thought how interesting, because I've been noticing more and more how I have been getting answers to questions only recently that I asked as a small child and then again as a young child, and now they're coming to fruition. And this just never stops.
Well, you know what? The same thing is happening to me. And you know what? It represents, Mara? It represents that in the field of grace, there is no such thing as time or space. The revelation of answers and the perfecting of a situation happens as the whole evolution of grace comes about.
Uh-huh. It's just wonderful. Anyway, thank you, because I
you're welcome.
Give this to, this never-ending grace to these blessings. And no matter how hard things get, sometimes there is for me, and I'm sure for all the others, there is a whole different attitude toward life that I experience now that I have had this opportunity to go through your university with Yeshua.
Oh, thank you, Mara. And you know, that is so true. It is a different orientation. And that's how we live by grace. And I've got so much more I want to say about that. So thanks for your comments and your contributions as always. And I see Bishop Dale is on the line. Hi, Dale. Your line is open.
Hello, Glenda. Can you hear me?
Oh, yes, I can.
I'm driving, so I didn't know if it would be very good quality. But I'm just very intrigued by the topics of the day and the blessings that we sometimes expect in a way that we've, you know, mentally figured out. This is the way it should come and when it should come and how it should come. And a lot of times we're not met with those actual events or solutions, but something else happens that from a higher perspective has an actual better. And whether you want to call it the law of grace or divine mind or, you know, from the heart, whatever, it just seems that when we kind of let go, it happens in a way that is to our betterment, even though it's not something that maybe we would have drawn out or mapped out or ordered up off the menu. But anyway, I just wanted to let you know that I feel very blessed to, of course, have met you many years ago and continued our relationship, and I have a very good feeling about things going forward.
Oh, thank you for saying that, Dale. I so appreciate that. And I know that your life has very good things coming forward as well. As the river flows, it brings many, many new unexpected things and many blessings. So blessings to you this day.
Thank you very much. We all share.
Yes, we do, indeed. And I see that Nancy is on the phone. Hi, Nancy. I'm opening your line.
Hello, Glenda. Yes. How are you doing?
I'm feeling great, Billy. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Well, Mom passed away earlier this month, and her funeral was last weekend, and it was wonderful, wonderful celebration of her life. But I was talking to a friend who is psychic, and he was telling me that she had a curse put on her and had two demons around her, and also I had implants. And I never knew heard anything about implants or energy implants or things like that, but when they were removed, I felt much, much, much better. And I was wondering if you knew anything about that, because usually I don't give my power or energy to something that negative. And but having them removed helps me immensely on living in grace. So do you have any comments or knowledge about things like that?
Well, yes, my dear, I have quite a bit of knowledge about that. But I don't really want to take up this call on that subject. If you would, want to further clear all of this out for yourself, you could consider a counseling session with me, or I'll be happy to do a few brief emails with you in which I direct you to some more information.
That'd be wonderful. That would be perfect. I'm going to let you go, and so you can get to the knowledge at hand.
Right. And congratulations to you on embodying the truer, higher part of yourself. And I'm so sorry about your loss for your mother, but I can see from the sound in your voice that she is so much better as well.
Yes. And I have been communicating with her, as per se, because the love that comes through is just tremendous.
I know. I can feel it through you. So, blessings to you. And we have a caller now from area code 415, and you're on. Hi.
Hello, Glenda. My name is Gail.
Hi.
Hi. This is extremely scary for me to bring this up, but I'm going to. 10 years ago, I had an intuitive tell me that I was Jesus' brother back in the day. And and I can remember lots of things that happened with him on the cross, and I could feel a lot of it in my being. And every time that I am there, it's just a tremendous sadness, sense of loss, and just the deepest pain that I can fathom. And I don't bring this up to very many people, but it's something I can feel in my bones as being true, and I don't know quite what to do with it or quite how to come into a better relationship with it. And so I'm just kind of, I don't know, looking for some sort of guidance on what to do.
Okay. Okay. Well, I know it took a lot of courage for you to speak that, and just know that my love and blessings are with you totally on accepting this. I would say that there's so many things in life that, whether they're wonderful things or challenging things, that can come under the power of grace simply by us accepting them. When anything we resist, we cannot control, we cannot relate to, we cannot turn into a better source of life for ourselves. I would say accept this, embrace it, and let it just simply become graciously part of who you are. Naturally, if you were there would have been pain and love and sorrow, but you also would have been one of the ones who most directly and poignantly experienced the immortality of his life. And for that, you could be so intensely grateful. And so I would say just experience the gratitude and enjoy the blessing of being all that you are.
Okay.
And to know him better. Get to remember that he is eternal. And that life was just one life. You can get to know him now in a totally new and different way. And one thing you can be sure of is he loves you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye for now. We have a caller from area code 832. And you're on.
Hello, Glenda. This is Kathleen from Houston.
Hi, Kathleen.
You know, the subject of grace is overriding, and it has begun to answer the question I was going to give you. My question is, how do you do the right thing when a new boss has a different vision for how you're supposed to do your job? And when three other colleagues agree, we all four agree that she probably has never produced or directed a show, and we're just like, what?
My darling, that answer could take an hour or two in itself. You do know that.
It may be a counseling session for sure.
Yes. For now, I would say, let me just continue on with the subject of grace today and see if you don't get answers from that. Okay.
I already started. Yeah. We'll
okay.
Talk.
Wonderful. Okay. Wonderful. And we do have. We have one more caller I'm going to take, and then I'm going to finish my message, which won't take too long. Hi, from area code 612, you're on.
Yes, Glenda?
Yes.
Yeah, this is Leola. I would like you to put my name on the healing list for a spike in my blood pressure the past week or two, and thank you very much.
You are so welcome.
Okay.
Thank you, Leola, for asking.
Okay, bye-bye.
It's so important, actually, everyone, that we ask. And if you don't want to ask on a call online, that's okay. But be sure and ask God. This is why, after we start the blessing, once I say my prayer to Yeshua, for the 3 minutes that we're conducting the energy of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to be in prayer. In that prayer, please ask. Please ask for yourself, for others, for anything that's on your heart. And you know, one of the things I have discovered is how hard it is to figure out what I really am wanting and really am needing. Like, I could be sad for half a day about something, and I think I sort of almost got what it's all about. But when I get right down to praying, I don't have a clue what I want. I don't have a clue what's wrong. I'm sure this has happened to you too. And the amazing thing is that when I actually get the question right, the answer comes. There is something so miraculous about finally making that connection. And you know what the problem is, why we don't do it? There's really three reasons why we don't easily form the question. One is we don't like to feel vulnerable. It's very, very hard for us to feel vulnerable. And the ego part of ourself never wants to feel vulnerable. And it's often, if not most of the time, the ego part of ourself that has the problem. Okay, the second reason is we don't really have the faith to believe that once we find the source of the problem, there is an answer. And so we avoid the problem, thinking that if we avoid the problem, maybe it'll just go away. And you and I both know that just doesn't happen. And the third reason is that by the time we've been through reason number one and reason number two, we just don't have all that much clarity. It's like we've been stirring up muddy water with our resistance, our doubts, our inability to be vulnerable, our inability to reason and think clearly. And this is why. This is why what I'm going to tell you right now is so important for your prayer. And I wouldn't call it the law of grace, because grace is bigger than any law ever tried to be, ever started to be, ever thought about being. And I want to give you an interesting piece of information to work from, first of all. In the Old Testament, there are almost 100 mentions of grace. In the New Testament, Yeshua never speaks of it even once. Why do you think that is? Okay, I've got an answer. And I'm just going to give it to you, because we don't have time for you to sit there for 2 hours trying to figure it out. Okay, it's because he personified grace. He was grace born into the world. He became the grace. And if you want to know more about what grace is, study his life. He is grace incarnate as a human being. And in that grace, we see joy. We see tears when they're appropriate. We see retreat into fasting or silence when that's appropriate. We even saw anger when that was appropriate. We see all and only appropriate actions, and he doesn't sit and ponder before he does anything. He doesn't sit and think about, I wonder if I should go and sit with this person and offer them some healing. Everything in his life flows like the river. It's simply the river flowing over the rocks. If there are turbulent moments, he tells the apostles to forgive and get on with it. If there are peaceful moments, he teaches them. If he happens to be with anyone who needs healing, he just simply heals them. If he feels they're not ready for healing or can't be healed, and that is the case with some people, they're just not ready to receive. We've talked about that earlier. He just walks on by them. Not because he's uncaring, not because he's callous or because he's picking favorites. It's just the river flows by onto those who can receive. Because by healing and making happy and bringing to enlightenment those who are ready is the most expedient way to raise up the earth. He's got a big job to do, and that job is enlightening the whole world, raising up the whole earth. So he goes to the first next person who's ready. Are you ready? Make yourself ready. Now, let's talk about ourselves. Why is it that we in our own self do not experience more grace? Well, the biggest reason is that we get tied up in problems that are all about our small self, the ego identity self. And when I say ego, I'm not talking about vanity. I'm not talking about being conceited or selfish or the colloquial associations the world makes about egotistical people. I'm not talking about that. I'm just simply talking about that center of self that is the personality and the person that was born to live this life and have these problems. When we're in that smaller self, all we see are the problems. And we have to look bigger than that. We have to look to where our life becomes unlimited and unbounded by the problems. And when we raise ourselves just through faith, see, here's where faith comes in, we begin to find that it's safe to be just a little bit vulnerable. As we become just a little bit vulnerable, the problems clarify. As the problems clarify, then we know how to pray, and we pray in the right way with grace, and we receive grace, and miracles happen. Grace is that bridge between heaven and earth that makes all things possible. It is by grace that you are touched in the blessing to be more than you thought you were, more than you thought you could be. And in being more, in elevating yourself to that place where you are more, you learn how much more is possible for you. I have been put through so many, many challenges in the last 8 months now. I think it's about 8 months since the 1st of November. So many challenges of every way you can imagine, from illness to social challenges, financial challenges, challenges in the world, opportunities to expand without the resources to do it. So many, many things. Yeshua threw me into that, and he did it on purpose. He did it on purpose. He knew that the time had come where I would have to make a decision once and for all. Was I going to live as the smaller self, just being blessed and carried along, or would I just rise to the point where I would discover that greater measure that was there, the greater measure for well-being, the greater measure for serving others, the greater measure for prayer, the greater measure for knowing God. And there comes a time when we all face this. And sometimes it's not a lasting event such as mine has been. But I chose this for my life work, so we can imagine it would be more of a major event. For some people, it's just a brief challenge that comes and you realize there's so much more. So what we ask in this blessing is the essence of blessing to ourselves, to be all that we can be, and through all that we are, that we can embrace life in a higher way, a way that has answers, a way where the questions bring the answers, a way where faith is the answer because it becomes our pathway, a way where love unites us with those who then bring further answers and solutions for us, or at the very least, to make life worth living. So I would ask the blessing givers to join me now. And those who are here to receive, please be seated, arms and legs uncrossed. Allow your attention to fall into your heart and allow yourself just to be in a state of silence where grace is comforting you. It is pouring upon you the miraculous love and Spirit of God that we call the Holy Spirit, and the blessed energy of God that transforms everything it touches, and the love of Christ that is always with us in our heart. Dear Yeshua, we thank you for your life of grace that was and is and evermore will be unbounded, that you demonstrated for us your ability to take on any situation, any challenge, and transcend it by the power of grace. For you are grace incarnate, and you have shown us the true meaning of the word. We ask you now to be with us, to be with our loved ones, to be with the world, to be with the earth, to be with all of life as it is living its life through the power of God's creation. May all of life be in a state of harmony and grace, finding the very best possibility for each succeeding moment, with each moment being in precious, divine, and holy time. Thank you for being with us now and bringing to us all that we can receive. Amen. Blessing givers, let us begin. Amen. Your blessing has been given. And now it's time for you to receive. So go and lie down quietly. Don't even think. Just receive, be still, and be with God. Thank you for being here. For as you receive God's blessing, Christ's blessing, whether you know it or not, you receive it for everyone. I love you. God loves you. And I look forward to being with you again next week. Bye-bye.